You know, when it comes to wireless carriers, sometimes what you see isn't always what you get, except with Visible. With Visible, what you see is exactly what you get. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. With Visible, there are no hidden fees, no fine print, no hassle, nothing to hide. It's just $25 a month, all taxes and fees included. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. You can save on a line all to yourself with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And again, just $25 a month. The future of wireless is here, and it is transparent. If you want more transparency in your wireless plan, you want to be on the Visible plan. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. That's Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. This episode of GameScoop is sponsored by Squarespace. If you're looking for a way to make your business stand out and succeed online, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for you. They take the stress out of creating an awesome website, engaging with your audience, and selling anything from products to content to time, so you're able to focus on, you know, everything else. In other words, you'll have more time for gaming. With the new guided design system, you can choose from curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, optimized for every device. And with Squarespace's integrated, optimized SEO tools, you'll show up more often to more people. Squarespace doesn't just make things easier for you. Checkout for your customers is made seamless with simple but powerful payment tools that allow you to accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. So whether you're just starting out or looking to expand your existing brand, be sure to visit squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/gamescoop to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/gamescoop for 10% off. Come get up.
Beware, I live. IGN GameScoop.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to IGN GameScoop. I'm your host, Damon Hatfield. With me this week is Nate Ahern.
Hello.
Craig Harris is here.
How's it going?
And Greg Miller is here. There's this little game. This little game is called Call of Duty Black Ops. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Not going to sell well, I heard.
Came out this week.
Already did sell well, actually.
Oh, really? Yep. I'm behind that time.
You missed that story, I guess.
Okay.
Biggest game of the year, and it's here now. Yep. So the years, we're pretty much going to, after we're done with this podcast, we're going to turn off the lights here at IGN and head home for the rest of the year. Not much else.
So it's proven that people aren't following that game because of Infinity Ward. It's because it's Call of Duty. So like that whole like Infinity Ward's not working on that game anymore. It doesn't really matter.
Nah, the mainstream people don't worry about that. They don't know.
They don't even know what Infinity Ward is.
Yeah, right. They don't care. I mean, the same thing. Activision made it.
Yeah. World at War was very popular too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. So Nate, you reviewed the game.
I did.
8.5.
Wait, did I? 8.5. Oh yeah, no, I did.
So it's good. You know?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Yeah, it was a very good game.
But you did not review Modern Warfare 2.
Right.
But how do you personally compare the two?
Like, I think the single player in this is better. I think the multiplayer in Modern Warfare 2 is probably a little stronger. Obviously there was no zombie mode in Modern Warfare 2. I love the zombie mode in this. All the zombie stuff is great.
Yeah.
Story is the best of any Call of Duty game, I think. A lot of the same issues though with like AI stuff and being too linear, and
that's the thing. So I feel a little strange because this is the biggest game of the year, and I could not care less about playing this game.
Yeah.
It's just like,
you're not the only one. I mean, some people, a lot of people.
Just like a military shooter where you're just running to the next objective.
Yeah.
That's all you do in the game, basically.
Well, it's not about having different choices and different paths to go through. It's about everything that's happening around you and these giant set pieces and these huge explosions. Yeah. And it's like, oh my God, I'm really in this war, dude!
I mean, like, I played it, and I'm not a big first-person shooter fan by trade usually, but I was looking forward to this one. I really wanted to play it, and I jumped in and I had fun. And what stands out totally is the, mix up of, usually first-person shooters, when I think about them and why I don't like them is, it's just run from point A to point B and shoot everything there. Whereas this one, you're kicking in doors and it's slow motion. You've got to shoot this guy in the head right over his horror of a wife. And then you're jumping through and you're shooting through glass and breaking. Like, there's a lot of cool, like, action movie moments in there, like popcorn blockbuster stuff.
Mm-hmm. But not enough to make you want to play. Like, only played it for a couple hours and you were done.
No, you finished it, right?
No.
I think you did.
No, I took it home at night and I had the itch to play it. I was like, I want to do this. And I played, I think, just a little bit more than half the campaign. Then I did multiplayer for an hour or so, and then I did zombies for a while, and I was like, okay, I'm done. This is where
did the zombies thing come from anyway?
Everybody loves zombies. Zombies
explain
are the most
that zombies
the
mode. Like, apparently it's now a staple in first-person shooters, not just in
Well, yeah,
Modern
they
Warfare
did it back in World of War. Yeah.
What other first-person shooter is it in?
Left 4 Dead?
Yeah.
Left 4 Dead does not have a zombie mode.
Well, it is a zombie mode. It's not just in the console game, but they also, like, on the iPhone, they made a zombie Call of Duty game, and it's like, why did they do that? And I don't really understand
it's
what
it's certainly popular. I mean, it's really well done, and I mean, it's really well designed, and zombies are all the rage. Like, I mean, Walking Dead is a good example. I mean, Dead Rising 2.
Zombies won't be cool until they're in the next Twilight movie. That's all I'm saying.
No, that's when you know zombies are not cool anymore.
But no, yeah, I could have given the game like a 3, and it would have sold 5.6 million copies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure.
But, you know, I mean, it really
this
doesn't.
This isn't the game where people are sitting around waiting for the IGN verdict.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I'm on the fence about Call of Duty. I'm going to see what IGN thinks about it. You're playing the other versions too,
uh-huh.
So the Wii version. Mm-hmm. How does that stack up?
I liked it. I like the Wii version. I'm not a huge fan of Wii first person shooters, but they did it as well as I can. I mean, they did it as well as I would think that they'd be able to translate the same content over.
Because
they did. They did. Yeah, you can use Classic Controller if you want. Classic Controller works well, and I certainly prefer that. But they did a good job with the Wii Remote too. That's certainly functional and works well, but for me, for being online, you know, going online, you want two sticks there.
And this is a full-on port, like, same story,
Cutscenes, same storyline, content
just
identical.
Just doesn't look as nice. It doesn't run that really crisp 60
frames.
Yeah,
there's a lot of there's a lot of breaks in frame rate and that, and textures obviously don't look as good. There's texture pop-in and stuff. But multiplayer, there was lag-free for me, maybe due to the IGN connection, but...
connection.
That's a weird thing about the Wii version. They you know how like in online games on the Wii they have in the upper left it says Nintendo Wi-Fi connection. Mm-hmm. It's like a logo. Mm-hmm. In this game, it's the first one that just says Wi-Fi compatible. Mm-hmm. And it's like it's like they're not using the Nintendo.
But
technology.
In game it says Nintendo Wi-Fi connection.
It's like so weird. Why do they do that?
I don't know.
It's just like weird. It's like they went in Photoshop, just created their own logo that's just black. It says Wi-Fi compatible.
Yeah,
it's weird. Jerks. I don't understand.
We have a listener here writes in about Black Ops. Greg, how do you think you pronounce this gentleman's name?
Oh, this is O'Neill Machado. We can just call him
Machado.
He says he loves our show, but he has a bit of a dilemma. He says, I'm a Cuban American who loves video games, play mostly first-person shooters with a lot of my friends on Xbox Live. When I heard that Black Ops was going to have Fidel Castro fighting alongside JFK, Nixon, and McNamara, to kill zombies, my first reaction was to be insulted. I decided to not get the game. After speaking about this to some of my friends...
He's not sure if to be insulted?
Well, for what reason, though? Is it because they're making fun of Fidel Castro?
No,
or that Fidel is in the game is a bad thing?
Can he continue?
I'm sorry. Can he continue?
Some of which my friends are Cubans, too, but they made me think I was overreacting. That is just a game. I explained that to me, this would be... just like playing as a terrorist in most modern games.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, he says, to me this wouldn't be like just like playing a terrorist, but to me this would be like having Hitler or Bin Laden as a playable character. Am I being a little too serious about this? Am I acting like the crazies, like Jack Thompson? I like to think that I'm an open-minded guy, and I'm considering giving this game a chance.
Yeah, so, I mean, you have a frame of reference we don't have.
Yeah, we're not Cuban Americans.
Yeah.
To me, Fidel Castro is sort of a comical character.
Yeah, yeah.
We tried to assassinate him with a cigar. That's pretty funny. So, I would never think twice about Fidel Castro being in a game.
The zombie outbreak happens, you got to put your old crap behind you. You got to just work together and get it done,
mm-hmm.
as Larry the Cable Guy would say, get it done.
He says, get it done, I believe. That's the quote.
He does, in his British accent. I haven't watched much Larry the Cable Guy, but I think I have the gist of it.
Yeah, I think so.
And we named a San Francisco street after him, too.
Larry the Cable Guy?
No. Castro.
Oh. Good one.
It's full of
whole districts named after him.
It's true because Fidel Castro is an openly gay dictator, so it's actually really appropriate.
Really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hence his propensity for cigars.
Yeah, I don't get that, but
come on.
Nope, still don't get it. Call of Duty.
He's giving you a hard time.
He really doesn't get it.
I really don't get it.
I make
no connection between cigars and the gay community.
I think he's just saying that
I like cigars.
The phallic nature.
Phallic
nature of a cigar.
I think that's a stretch.
Yeah, it is a stretch.
But we're just sitting around insulting him and making things up about him.
All right, Call of Duty Black Ops sold 5.5 million copies. What, like in the first 24 hours?
It's 5.6. Are you shortchanging it there?
I was rounding it off. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Right. Be careful with that. Be careful with that.
Sorry. 5.6.
Activision stock just dropped.
For the sticklers out there, 5.6 million copies in North America and the United Kingdom.
It's the biggest entertainment launch in history. It's a huge thing.
They're always saying that.
I know.
Microsoft loves to say that every
time.
Well,
they love to compare it against movies, which is like you're buying a $60 video game instead of a $10 movie ticket. It's like, really?
Entertainment,
but it's cool. I mean, it's cool. They're trying to like legitimize the video game industry as a whole, and compare it to Hollywood, and be like, hey, we're even bigger than.
I don't think it needs any.
I know. I don't think so.
Being legitimized any longer.
I don't think so.
I just don't like that the numbers are skewed right now because MPD isn't out. SingStar Dance also launched on Tuesday. I'm very interested to see how that entertainment launch stacked up.
It's actually staggering. Just in 24 hours to sell that many copies. It's amazing. In other news this week, Gran Turismo 5 finally has a release date.
It's really coming this time, I bet, or maybe.
And coming this month.
Yeah, the 24th. Not
November
much time.
November 24th.
12 days, right?
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Good math.
I mean, I know a lot of people are excited about this, and they're very thankful that it's finally coming out after those years and years. But what a botched launch.
Oh, yeah. Totally fumbled.
What do you mean? You can't feel the momentum building?
For a big game, you're just like, hey, it's coming up in 2 weeks. Like, people don't have time. There's no time to, like, build anticipation.
You can't market it, really. Like, how are you going to
get
campaign?
Yeah, you can't, like, you can't get a TV commercial together that fast. Like, I mean,
maybe they already have it in the can for the last time it was supposed to launch.
Had it for the second. Like, they have TV commercials ready to go.
And they just have to tack the release date on there? Yeah. It just seems, it's crazy.
No, there's been some problems over there.
Yeah.
It's upsetting. Not really. I don't care. Like, but for the fans, it's upsetting.
Just in comparison, we've known the release date for Call of Duty Black Ops for months and months and months, and allows a lot. You know, people can mark their calendars, they can get ready for it, and then here they're just like, "Oh, it's coming in 2 weeks."
I think they're pretty much expecting this to have just an evergreen title. It's just going to just constantly.
Well,
sell
there is
over
that. I mean, it is a very, very popular franchise. Yeah. And a lot of
what was interesting about it, right, is that they announced the delay, and it's like, oh, okay, whatever. And then that release day came, and we got a ton of emails from people saying, I went to GameStop, and it wasn't there. What the heck? I was like, really? Like, you know, you get as dialed in as we are to the industry, it's weird to see how people, so many people aren't, you know what I mean? So especially now, with 2 weeks, those people are completely lost. They have there's no idea, you know what I mean? They're not checking IGN daily. They're not listening to podcasts. They have no idea what's about to happen.
Greg, by this point, you should not be surprised at the ignorance of some of the readers of IGN. Craig, GoldenEye 007 is out.
Yeah.
Did that come out this week?
It came out on the 2nd.
Well, I'm looking at the DS review here.
Oh, okay.
So the DS review just went out this week.
Yeah, they both came out at the same time, but Activision didn't want to put any attention on the DS version, and for obvious reasons, it's
not very good. Can you give it like a 5 or something?
Yeah, 5.5. It uses the same tech that they did for Black Ops on the DS.
Right.
It's End Space. They already
same developer?
Same developer, different teams probably. Like, they probably just had the tech, and one team worked on GoldenEye while the other one worked on Black Ops.
I wonder if that doesn't bode well for Black Ops on DS.
No, I actually, before I scored it, I wanted to make sure that I was not crazy with thinking that Call of Duty was actually a better game.
If you want to know if you were crazy, you could have just asked Greg and
that's
I.
That's true.
We'll tell
Am
you straight
I crazy?
Up.
Yes. Okay, cool.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
But I played a little bit of Black Ops. I didn't play much other than the first mission, but all the problems that I had with GoldenEye.
Yeah.
I'll put it in the pocket. I was talking.
Yeah,
I was making, yes, I
no,
was.
You're just nodding your head and going,
Well, what'd you say?
Nate was looking at his iPhone.
Yeah. So anyway, GoldenEye did not turn out as well as I hoped it would be. Especially, you know, they could have just brought over the N64 game and, you know, and they focused on that, but they didn't do that. It's just not good. Wii version is awesome, and I highly recommend that one.
Is the Wii version going to be successful?
I think it already is. It's
really?
It's not going to sell Black Ops numbers, no. But for a Wii game,
5.6 million.
I think it'll be a million seller.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. I hope it does.
I spit.
I enjoyed
million sellers.
It.
I spit on them.
I think it's doing really, really well.
1 million copies. Fuck.
What?
I'm saying the game I review got 5.6 million.
It's all because of you too, right?
My animal puzzle game, Animal Jams, sold over 10 million copies in Game Dev Story. nice. Puts Black Ops to shame. Just saying.
Whatever, dude.
How much are you selling it for?
Many sequels that are like 30 million sellers.
I'm working on a sequel, Animal Jams 2.
Oh.
Party in the Jungle.
My date simulation, Boob Time 4, sold 47 million.
Jesus.
Yeah. You can set the price in that game, right?
No, you don't set the price.
Really?
In games, yeah.
Really,
I wanted to ask, so playing Game Dev Story on iPhone, listeners, you should definitely check it out. Is there an end to that game?
Not that I have hit. I have my own console. I have my own console out. I've released another console. Other people keep releasing consoles, but they're further apart than they are in regular game, like after the 20-year mark.
The releases in that game sort of mirror the real console releases that we've seen, and their parodies of consoles. So now I'm up to
the Nintendo whoops.
I know. Yeah. So I'm up to the GameCube era now. So I wonder if it goes up to the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 era.
It does. There's
but then it can't go beyond that. So it's I was wondering if the game actually ends.
It's something like the micro box 480 or something like that. Yeah. I think it's the Xbox 360.
Okay. And then I'm in an office and I have 8 developers in my staff now. Will I go to a bigger office from that?
I think that might be
the biggest one.
I think. If you let me have my phone, I could check.
No, you have to check. Because I was thinking, if there's no end, if there's no goal, then I don't know really why I'm going to keep playing.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
It's kind of
because once you hit the 20-year mark, that's
Because I also realize
score.
You don't need to keep track of your money. For the longest time, I was trying to keep out of the red, trying to keep it in black. But then I realized, well, there's no point to that. I'll just spend all the money I can, and then I'll have huge sellers.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
Yeah. Once you have the capital.
I'm making no money.
Oh, you're exploiting it now.
I'm the most
over $1 billion
developer in the world, but I'm making no money.
Really? I have over $1 billion in the bank. You got to advertise.
I do advertise.
You got to do lunar writings.
I do that. That's $10,000.
I know.
Every time I ride on the moon.
You're using the.
I got Animal Jams. Boner Jams is also a really big.
Boner Jams. Yeah. Is everything in there just jams? It's a jams thing.
No, but I like the jams.
You spell jams with a Z.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course. I don't know. Ubisoft might be coming after you.
We'll see.
Sounds like you're running the Harmonix business model over there.
Speaking of Harmonix, you reviewed Rock Band 3 on DS.
I sure did. And as soon as that review posted, they said, "We are for sale."
I know.
We are a hot property. And a Backbone did that, so not even.
That is weird.
I don't think Harmonix had anything to do with
that. Yeah, but it's their name or whatever. Yeah. Sure.
And that's really strange.
Backbone does a great job with those games. Yeah. I love the portable Rock Bands.
Backbone did Rock Band 3 on DS.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm dying for another PSP version.
So you can download content and stuff.
Yeah. Well, there's 57 songs on the PlayStation Network right now for Rock Band Unplugged. That's pretty nice for a downloadable game.
How many songs for Rock Band 3 DS?
There's 30
downloadable? No.
30.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just
you
saying.
You say 30.
Well, I'm sorry, that was confusing. So on Rock Band Unplugged on PSP, you get 40-some songs, and then there's an additional 57 downloadable off the store.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Here you're getting 33, right?
And no
downloads. No downloads.
Okay. But it's fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Good tunes. Good time.
You discovered you like The Cure.
I did. There's a new band called The Cure, and they're pretty good.
Very talented young men.
Yeah.
I think they're going to go places.
I also introduced Damon to, what's their face?
Not gonna be
Faith
true.
No More.
Yeah.
Because I thought they only did the It's It ice cream jam. But they have another song called something. Misery.
Their song.
Somebody sing the It's It ice cream jam.
It's It. What is it?
And you see the ice cream sandwiches dancing.
That's
their famous video.
You know, only people in San Francisco are going to get that.
There's
joke.
An ice cream in San Francisco called It's It.
It is amazing.
And it's delicious.
It's so good.
It's terrible for you, but it's so good. Cookies sandwich or sandwiching vanilla ice cream dipped in chocolate.
That's or mint chocolate chip ice cream, which I highly recommend.
Yeah, the mint is really good too. Yeah. We have them up in our vending machine up there.
They're 25 cents, which is like
they're
no,
not
they're
25
not. They're 75
really?
Cents.
Really? 75 cents.
They're the
However,
one
the Super wow. Sunday bar.
That's
highway
right. That's
robbery.
Right. They did say they were upping the price.
The Super Sunday bars from It's It are 25 cents. So when you get there, you can the ones that it's just a pops or ice cream pops.
That's not gonna do it for me.
He doesn't want that. He's a man.
I need my It's It. We're going to go to Tasty. No, I'm sorry. Little Skillet for lunch today.
I thought we were going to. Okay,
nope.
I'll go wherever. Okay.
Do we make plans to go somewhere else?
You told me we were going to a pizza place.
Oh, well, we can do that too.
Not SBC. The South Beach Cafe.
We have to convince Nate.
Wait.
I don't care. No, I'm down for Little Skillet.
All right, sure? We'll go to Little Skillet.
I love chicken.
I'd like then I'm going to have an It's It for dessert.
Holy crap. You're going to explode. That shirt is pretty tight already.
Can I come?
Not too tight, though.
No, not too tight. No. It looks good.
Anyway.
You look really great today.
He's dressed up for the event. Heavy appetizers. Open
yeah,
bar.
Heavy appetizers.
Oh, at the Pictionary.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You got a little special somebody.
Anyway.
Knocking boots time. No, just kidding.
I was really surprised to hear that Harmonix is up for sale.
Yeah.
MTV's done with them. MTV's parent company, Viacom, is like, we're done with this whole Rock Band thing.
Well, Dance Central, too. I think Dance Central's even bigger than...
Yeah, I mean... Well,
I mean, not bigger, sales terms, but I think it's more impressive right now than...
It is. It just makes you think, I don't know. Do you think...
I've heard that they're not a moneymaker. I mean, they have a huge staff making a really good product, yeah, but they're not making any money.
I think MTV and Viacom sunk too much money, specifically into the Beatles.
Yeah.
The Beatles was not the huge hit they really thought it would be. It was successful, but not like... It's not like Black Ops successful, which they thought it would be, you know.
Right.
I mean, the Beatles is the most popular band.
Well, I didn't write the review for Beatles Rock.
No, I'm just saying.
No, as soon as it gets
unrelated, that's why I didn't
sell. Once the game gets played, blessing. That's all it takes.
Well, I'm going to say it's the last review I wrote, so I pretty big.
it makes me a little worried for Harmonix. Very talented developer.
Yeah, right. It's a scary world. Hopefully EA buys them, right? EA publishes those games.
I can see Activision buying them and just being the only game in town, basically.
That would be ridiculous if they bought it.
Listener Joshua Richardson writes in to suggest that maybe it would be a good move for Microsoft to buy Harmonix, since Harmonix is doing well with Kinect, you know, and then they would have an in-house studio that could work on
Kinect. I dig.
And then, they'd take, you know, Rock Band off Wii and PS3, pretty much.
Oh, that's true.
Take the legs out on that. Yeah.
So I don't know. I hope Harmonix finds a good home. I hope
Activision bought them, that'd be crazy.
I hope Harmonix can continue to adapt. You know, the music game fad is kind of, you know, dying out.
It's waning.
But they did really well with Dance Central. Like that's a really good game. That's
Rock Band
3
is not doing very
game.
Well either, right?
It's more Rock Band with a keyboard, and it's just not there. The excitement isn't there anymore. You know,
right? So. I think it was the more interesting of the bunch. I mean, because it had the keyboard. Sure. It was like, oh, we got to play this with the keyboard.
That whole movement is over now.
Is it wrong that I wish they would bring one of the portable handheld Rock Bands to the PSN? Like, download that? I think that'd be awesome to play on your PS3 or on Xbox
Just play
Live.
At home, just like a, yeah. like a, maybe make it think, like a $10 or $15 game.
Exactly. I think those games were fun, and I don't think they'd be hard to port. The problem, obviously, would be legal contracts as far as what people signed on to, but those games are a lot of fun, and there's pick up and play and be done.
I can guarantee you, though, if they ever did that on PS3, to use that design of, I want to use my guitar. Why can't I use my guitar? Yeah. You know, they won't understand why you would use a D-pad.
That's true.
People are dumb.
More Angry Birds is coming this holiday season.
Really?
Yeah, they just put out Angry Birds Halloween, and unsurprisingly, we can look forward to some
Christmas.
Sort of
Angry
Birds
Christmas
pack.
Santa Claus.
I'm stuck on Angry Birds.
Santa. I want to toss Santa.
I'm stuck on Angry Birds Halloween. I've been stuck on level 10 for a long time.
It's tougher, though.
It's more difficult. The one thing that bothers me about Angry Birds is that you can't, like, skip around the levels. Like, if you get stuck, you can't, like, try something else and come back to it.
You're just stuck. Little trick for you. There is an in-game purchase that you can make.
Yeah, you buy the giant hawk.
The giant hawk.
I'm not going to do that.
How many times have you bought the giant hawk?
I never bought it. I don't know how much it costs, actually.
I can't imagine.
It better be like a quarter, because the damn game's a buck.
Buy a dollar.
You give you 30 levels for a dollar, you better not charge me more than a quarter for one level clear.
Greg, there's this really fun game on PSN called Horde.
Oh, yeah, we enjoy that. Yeah.
That's the one with Kirk Cameron, right?
No.
No.
That's the Horde on the 3DO.
Oh. There was a PC version, too.
No, this game is called Horde. It's you play a dragon terrorizing the countryside.
Collecting gold.
Why are dragons always mean, I wonder?
It's a multiplayer game.
This dragon just wants to provide for its family.
Yeah. Oh. It has very many dragon baby mouths to feed.
Exactly. Oh.
Was that the game where Geddes had a quote that you tweeted about, like, this dragon is...
No, that was Clements. He's playing a PSP game, No Heroes Allowed. Mm-hmm. And he had a really good quote yesterday.
What was that? I forget.
Out of nowhere, he just exclaimed, "This dragon won't lay any eggs. It's just shitting all over the dungeon." <That's great. laughs> Anyway,
gotta love for once.
Horde is it's available on PSN now. It's $10. Really fun. It's a multiplayer game. There's not much to do in single player, but if you're playing with friends locally or online, it's a lot of fun. Basically, you fly around the countryside, burning down towns, stealing princesses. Gathering gold, and you're
attacking wizard towers.
Yeah, you're just trying to. There's a time limit. It's 10-minute games. You're trying to amass more gold than the other dragons before time runs out. Simple, a lot of fun. We're gonna give away a code right now. This is a code for Horde on PSN. So, fast fingers, listeners. 3B52FNNHBBG8. Please to enjoy Horde. Let us know which one of you lucky listeners gets to pick it up. Greg, remind me that at the end of the podcast, remind me I have a secret to tell you.
Oh.
Okay.
I hear.
Don't let me forget.
Secrets that you keep.
Dude, when you're tucking in your sleep,
when you close your eyes, sleep,
bam, 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 bam. That's really much faster than the original version. But. All right, let's check in with the listeners.
Hey, listeners.
This is Colin Edwards. He says, "What's up, guys? I just heard about a horror game being developed for Kinect and was curious if you guys think this would work. When I want to get scared playing games, I play in the dark. Playing in a lit area does nothing for me, which is exactly what Kinect needs to work. So can horror be successfully done on Kinect?
That's a good question, I guess.
Can horror be...
Can I run in...
Run in place?
It's going to be like you're in the movies. It's going to look like you're in
We know there's like this haunted house game where you have a flashlight and you're moving through the dark. But yeah, if you have all the lights on...
How do you move?
Well, we don't know yet. We just know that's the idea.
If you're standing up and playing a game, you're already prepared for anything anyway, so I don't think that there's going to be an opportunity.
I'm prepared for anything.
Yeah. Come on.
I'm standing up. Bring it on, world. Nothing is going to get the drop on me. So I guess Colin will have to wait and see until we play this game.
Yeah. When is it coming out?
I think it's planned for the spring.
Nate, you get your Kinect yet?
Yeah, I got it on launch.
You liking it?
Yeah, it's fun. I play Kinect Sports. Kinect Sports is great. It's very fun. It's impressive.
That was the score that...
I know. That's why he
dialed it back.
Yeah.
It's great. Well, maybe not great.
It's impressive.
Maybe it's impressive.
8 points. No, I can totally see it. The ping pong is very fun. Really, yeah, really, really fun. Angie and I were having a blast last night.
Yeah.
She was terrible at first, but then when she got it, she was all
getting she's a girl,
yelling. So. I know.
Oh, damn it.
I didn't want to say
that. This is just science. I don't want it to be this way.
Tiny brain.
Like a dinosaur. this is Tony. It says, I'm a huge GameScoop fan from Pennsylvania.
Word?
PA.
Although I've been a listener for many years, this is my first time writing him. I just had a funny story to share I thought you guys would enjoy.
I like where this is going.
You like funny stories.
I do.
Guys. I'm a college student. Within my circle of friends here at school, there are a dedicated few who listen to GameScoop every week. Coincidentally, all these guys are also in one of my classes. A few weeks ago, the first day of class, we were all sitting together when the teacher did roll call, as she does every day. And about halfway down the list, she called one of the students' names. She called Jason. And almost immediately, as a knee-jerk reaction, all four of the GameScoop guys that I was sitting with, along with myself, responded out loud, Jason!
Jason?
Jason! We all started laughing as the rest of the class and the teacher looked at us like we were crazy.
I can imagine
that. The best part of the story, we actually continued to do this for the next couple of weeks. And surprisingly, each time we did it, more and more students would join in. After the teacher would say Jason when doing roll call, almost the entire class of 35 students would respond in unison, Jason!
I guess it's kind of like in The Office whenever someone says the word, the name Arthur. Arthur!
Bring me your Energon cubes!
Even though nobody else knew what the inside joke was. The Jason kid actually approached me outside of class a few days ago and asked, why do you guys do that thing during roll call? I started to get a little nervous because I thought he was angry or upset. But I was standing up,
so I was prepared for anything he was about to do to me.
After I explained it was an inside joke from a video game podcast, he just said, oh, that's cool. I think that's pretty funny.
Did he get on a skateboard and roll away?
So that's my story. However, I also have a question. Whenever I listen to GameScoop, there's nothing I like to do more than sip from a glass of Johnny Walker Black Label Scotch Whiskey and browse the internet.
All right.
I'm curious to know, what is everyone's drink of choice whenever they go out to a bar or just drink at their own leisure? Any preference to beer or liquor or vice versa or specific brands?
I dabble in all things.
Yeah.
But I love, love, love me some Bullet Bourbon.
Yes, I have Bullet Bourbon at my house right now. I have Laphroaig Scotch as well, and Maker's Mark, and Woodford Reserve Bourbon.
Laphroaig is good, too. It's a little intense. It's very smoky.
Very peaty.
Yeah.
Got some peat.
Yeah.
I enjoy beer.
I like beer as well.
Greg just likes beer.
I tend to go for the local brews. So if I'm wherever in the country, I usually go for whatever's local, because I can't get it.
There are two conversations happening.
Yeah.
To recap, Greg just likes beer.
Beer is great.
For the most part, Greg just likes beer.
I like a Florida here and there.
Oh, yeah, you like the Floridas. And Craig likes
the local brews.
What's in the Florida again?
Gin.
Just gin?
You can find the about.
Pour yourself a glass of gin and you've got a Floridora.
The about.com recipe will tell you all. You can look at all the comments from our listeners in the about.com
recipe. Just go to Urban Dictionary.
It's true. This is Diego Luna. It says,
go, Diego, go!
I have a question. What is the most annoying thing you read in the comments section when a review is done? Is it something like, everyone at IGN are cancer patients? Or my favorite is when the reader says that the developers paid IGN to give it a high score.
I get annoyed when people are like, I don't mind when I'm called fat or ugly or whatever. That's fine. And I don't mind when they scream, oh, clearly Activision paid them to underrate this EA game. That's fine. What it always pisses me off when people just completely disregard my opinion. You know what I mean? That, like, I've actually sat there and played the game that's not out yet that you don't have. And I understand maybe you played a demo, but trust me, like, this is what – and not to mention, it's just my opinion. I don't care if you don't – there's plenty of games I don't – you know, like, a lot of people in love with Black Ops. I was fine with Black Ops and done with it. That doesn't mean that's everybody. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just all I'm here to do is facilitate your purchase. You know, do you trust what I'm saying? Are the problems I'm listing what problems you'd have? Mm. And if not, go fine. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Go have fun. Like, I don't understand why you have to be like, I played this and I know really what's happening. Game's not out, you idiot.
I know, that's the thing.
The comments that I don't like are the ones that clearly they only looked at the score and not anything else. They'll have a comment that's like, oh, you didn't, you know, they clearly they didn't read the text that I wrote. And that's the stuff that I've put so much time into writing. Mm. That score came afterwards. They'll make a comment. You didn't talk about this, that, and the other thing. You didn't read the review.
I have enjoyed lately. We have had a round of, you know, it's the vocal minority who posts there about how much they hate us and IGN and yada, yada, yada. There has been the minority popping up being like, hey, when somebody's like, oh, he didn't even talk about multiplayer, they quote it and go, you're an idiot. And I'm like, oh, thanks. All right. Somebody's out there.
Yeah. I also think some comments that are really annoying are the ones that are just trying to sell Air Jordans or Ed Hardy.
There's a lot of those people.
Yeah.
Pawning
yeah.
your crap.
I know.
God.
Nate, no, you're not annoyed by anything in the comments?
No, I love them all. You've taken away his phone,
so now he's searching through my wallet.
He's looking for things that look like phones.
This is Little Skillet. This is a punch card for Little Skillet. It's very exciting. We just talked about Little Skillet.
That's what I look at. Jesus.
All right.
Gravity.
It does look like a dial pad on a phone, though.
Yeah, it does.
Except it's a wall. Pacifier.
Comments and reviews. I agree with everything that was said already.
We're all on the same page. I'm going to get chicken and waffle.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
I'm thinking, hold on to your hat, Damon. Grab it. Grab a hat.
Wings. You're going to get wings.
I'm thinking I might finally do their wings.
It's good.
I've never seen buffalo wings there. Yeah. Well, because the chicken's so good. I usually get chicken and fries.
Right.
Chicken and waffles does sound pretty good.
Yeah. Can you eat waffles?
Oh. I'm not on the diet right now.
Okay.
So,
what diet?
The little carb thing.
Oh, okay.
This is Tyler Robinson.
Yeah, Little Skillet will not cooperate with that.
Tyler says, I checked the IGN Facebook page to see what all the idiots are saying about your most recent reviews. Most of them are incredibly idiotic. Idiotic idiots. And sometimes there is a response to the post by IGN. I was just wondering who controls the page. Is it just one person or a combination of a few?
Mainly it's Bromley, but
yeah,
I think
Scott Bromley.
I have admin access to stuff too. Which I forget because I'll come in and try to comment as Greg Miller and then it pops up.
Yeah, it's IGN.
They didn't mean to call him an asshat. Miller meant to.
I don't ever look at the IGN Facebook page, should I?
I don't either. I get the weekly updates.
Most of the comments on that are way more positive
than the comments on our reviews.
Really?
Yeah.
They are.
I mean, you would think so because there are people that have decided to become fans of IGN, right?
Yep.
So why would they be disparaging? Ben Russell wants to know, what are the rules for you guys on Facebook? Am I allowed to hit you guys up and chat or when I'm bored? Can you guys post? He says, "Can you guys post random stuff on my wall so I can look awesome?" No, we're not going to do that. But I'm totally open and available. Whenever you ever see me on Facebook, don't ever hesitate to chat me up. I'm always happy to talk.
You have your chat program running on Facebook? I've had that turned off forever.
Yeah, I just turned mine off yesterday. Yeah.
No, I don't. I keep mine open.
Facebook's dead. Don't go there anymore. Twitter.
Twitter.
I can't add Facebook friends anymore, and the rest of the applications don't work for me anymore. So,
so it's 5,000 is the hard stop?
Yeah.
Wow.
You can do fans. You should have a fan page.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
So, GameScoop listeners, somebody make that for me.
He doesn't want to be on Chobot's level, basically, is what he's doing.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
This is John Martinez here from Plainfield, Illinois.
Yeah!
He's a huge fan of the show. He says, we all have our favorite video game characters and whatnot. Some of us even have a sort of connection to them when we play their respective campaigns. Sometimes I wish the characters portrayed in games were real.
That's a weird thing to say.
I remember saying to myself,
I don't want any of the people in games to be real. They all are horrible.
They're all like mass murderers.
Nathan Drake's alive. He's just capping people in the streets, just walking down.
I remember saying to myself, I'd be best friends with John Marston while playing Red Dead Redemption.
No, you wouldn't.
My question to you guys is, what video game characters would you want to be best friends with, share a drink or two with? Also, what would you do with said characters?
I'd hang out with Nathan Drake. I would chill with him.
Yeah.
Party with him. Seems like a guy who really likes to party.
I'd drink whiskey with John Marston.
Yeah?
Sure. Why not?
All right. I mean, he seems rough and tumble.
Yeah. That's why I'm not going to like try to like. I just want to like.
Yeah, yeah. Just have a drink with him.
Have a shot or something.
Right. Sure, sure, sure. Not too many shots though, because then
he's around now. He'd be 120
elbows.
Years old.
Who?
John Marston.
Oh, okay. I'd marry Elena Fisher.
Is that Uncharted 2?
Yeah. No, that's Uncharted 1.
Oh.
The blonde. She's in both.
And Uncharted 2. Yeah.
Well, I, usually when you say 2, you mean Chloe.
I was both. We're both right.
Okay.
That was a dumb question.
Yeah,
let's move on.
It's really so, gotta prepare for that.
This is Alex. He says Nate is just.
I'm not. What is your problem,
I'm not doing this anything.
He really needs the scoop.
He needs
I'm
to
listening.
Play around with shit.
I'm just touching.
This
I'm
guy needs
touching.
To morph ball up his pipe like nobody's business.
Man,
morph ball up his pipe.
Alex says, I recently read a poll which asked people if they felt that buying a game used and pirating a game were two sides of the same coin. I can see their point because in either scenario, the game developers get no cash money.
It kind of is, but I mean, one's legitimate, one's not.
Well, yeah, one is legal and one is illegal.
But I mean, it is too good.
I don't think I see nothing wrong with buying a used game. Like that's you can buy a used car.
Right.
People can sell their property. Like that's fine.
I just wish it was better for the developers. That's all I wish. Yeah. I wish they would work those stores.
In a perfect world,
I
wish there was a way that you could do that.
Like there would be a cut of every sale from GameStop for those used games goes to the people that made the game because they're not seeing a dime from those sales. And it does affect them because they are budgeted to make a game and they, you know, it's their business. And it's just the way it is.
I don't see it. Ford doesn't get
but,
money when you buy a used Ford,
but
right?
You generally buy another car from that same if the people that make that car,
people are making money on something that they created,
right?
Like, and they're
I
not
mean,
making
it's
it.
It's totally
like,
true. I mean, I agree with
if it's
logic.
Their creation. Like they should be making money whenever anybody else is making money on it.
I mean, so if you want to take a pair of jeans to like Crossroads, should Levi's get a cut of that? Like it's just. That's just the way the world works. People can sell their property. Once you make a purchase, that property is yours. There's no more relationship between you and the original creator.
But there's also
you can do with that with that what you will.
I agree. Yeah. You have a choice to buy a new version or a used version. I have a problem with GameStop. If I want to buy a copy of the game, they always push the used one first because they get more money on that.
Of course.
And I have a problem with that.
I do not recommend people buy used games from GameStop at all because they way overcharge for their used games. But it's still. I don't think GameStop is doing anything wrong.
I bought used games before. I don't want to be a hypocrite or anything. I bought used games because like sometimes there's just no option for it. Like 3 years later, you know, you buy a used copy of a game. They're not making any more money on that thing. But if there's an option to buy new versus used, I always go for the new. I spend the extra $5 because I want to throw the money to the people that made the game.
And you're loaded.
You're funny.
You're made of $5 bills.
Yeah.
Alex also wants to know, how do you feel that renting games fits into this discussion?
It's the same thing. I mean, that game was purchased, and you know, you're not buying the game. You're only paying for the ability to rent that game. So, you know, you don't keep that game. If you're buying used. You're keeping that game. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know.
It's all a giant gray area.
Yeah, it's a big.
Well, I was just gonna say, like, if it's somebody's artistic, because you're saying like a pair of jeans. I was gonna say, well, games are an artistic creation from a big group. You know, a lot of people. Blood, sweat, and tears. You know, it's a form of art. A lot of people would say, but then there's also an argument that can be made. I mean, fashion designers sit there and spend hours designing jeans. You know, they come. I mean, I know it sounds silly,
nerds.
But
I can do it.
Totally. You know, I mean, it could be an argument could be made in the same way, saying like jeans are art too. I spend, you know,
just don't pirate. So that's
I don't know. What
I just defeated my own argument by saying like.
All right.
That was
buying a lot of progress was made on this game. Yeah.
I won.
Rent or buy used because it's totally legitimate. But honestly, just factor in the fact that the you know that money that you're spending is
if you
not
want
going
to give money to the developer.
Yeah, that's not going to the developer. So if you really want to support them, buy new. That's all I'm saying. You know.
So even though I said I don't think there's anything wrong with buying used games, I never buy used games. I always buy games new.
Just don't feel bad that you're buying used or renting. But just understand that no money is going to the developers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just, keep in mind that if you want your favorite developers to keep making games, they need money to do it.
Yeah, so. That's a good way to look at it.
This is Christopher.
Excuse me, by the way.
Christopher says, I just want to thank you guys for endless hours of fun when I'm bored at work and school. I sent an email a couple of months ago about a Norwegian tradition where you buy a bus.
Yes!
And party like it's 1999. He has an update here.
You buy a bus?
So apparently
when you graduate, right? Or something?
In Norway, when you graduate high school, you and your friends pool your money together, you buy a bus, and then you
rent
go...
Rent a bus.
No, no, you buy a bus.
And then I think it might be like a Volkswagen van kind of thing.
Okay.
And then you go on this big, like, 3-week party trip.
And all you do is you just
wreck that bus?
You just rail girls at the boat landing
and get drunk.
That sounds freaking brilliant.
I know.
I said Damon and I should go next year.
You basically go and become a man on that trip. Like, that's your voyage to become a man.
So he says, I just wanted to give you all an update on the bus that we bought. Every bus has its own theme and song. So our bus is going to be Nintendo 64 themed.
Oh, God. These guys
never going to get laid.
The outside of the bus is going to have some Mario characters painted on it, and it's going to have a pipe on the top going onto the roof. It is tradition that you wear red baggy pants and a hat. So
don't want to get laid.
We already look kind of like Super Mario. You are supposed to wear the pants throughout the 4 weeks that you are a member of the bus.
That's already part of it?
Yeah.
The red pants is already a thing?
Yeah. Red Not baggy even... pants.
Wow.
The back of the bus is going to have some flat screen TVs hooked up to a Nintendo 64, Xbox 360, and a PlayStation 3. I want to hook up my iPod to the Xbox so I can use the DJ Hero turntable to control the music in the bus.
Is that even possible?
Just to look cool and actually use my turntable. Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work.
These kids are loaded.
We need photos like nobody's business of this.
We are also going to have the bar somewhere in the middle. I've reserved spots for you guys.
Yeah!
If you want to come and get Panda with us.
I have a Southwest voucher. Will that get me to Norway?
So if they're inviting you guys, it's clearly not a Volkswagen bus. It's got to be a much bigger bus.
Yeah, if there's something in the middle. Yeah.
He says, I will send pictures of the bus when it is more presentable and finished.
Yes. That's awesome.
Yes, dude. Send pictures and yes, please fly us out there to join this incredible party.
Yeah, I will go.
He says, speaking of getting Panda, around Christmas time, I might be coming back to my birthplace of Santa Rosa. Maybe I'll bring the GameScoop crew a bottle of the Norwegian Christmas spirit Aquavit.
All right.
Keep it cool, he says.
Oh, it's always cool here, brother. I'm wearing a sweatshirt because I'm chilly.
This is Victor Rivera. What's up, guys? I've been a gamer for a long time. I've just started making games. I have an idea for a great video game. I want to know the process in which I can go about pitching it to game developers. I'm in the process of writing the instruction manual for my game.
I'm gonna laugh at this guy.
And I plan to patent it when it is completed.
The instruction manual.
But where do I go from there? How do I get my idea noticed?
Wow.
Thanks a lot and wish me luck. Hopefully you will be reviewing my game in the next few years.
Wow.
Please send us a copy of the instruction manual. No. We promise not to make the game.
It's true. You definitely need to start with the instruction manual when you're making a video game.
It's actually the last thing.
I made the box.
Victor, I'm sorry. We don't mean to laugh at you. I just feel like, you know.
I do.
If you're going to make a video game, you have to like know how to do some coding. And
I mean, do you know how old that guy is? Do you write like a 12-year-old or something? And he's just under the impression that's how you start video games.
He doesn't say. I think he seems a little misguided. This isn't how it works. You don't like come up with an idea and then make an instruction manual and then pitch that idea to developers.
No.
Developers make their own games, so.
At the very least, he could be a director or a producer. They don't know how to code. They're idea people.
Turn that instruction manual into a design document first. You know, it's like that. Whatever you're writing
you
for that
like
instruction manual,
a pitch.
Yeah, you know, make the design document that just shows what the game is.
You'll have a game, you know, a scenario. Yeah. You know, you'll have character designs and game, you know, description of the game mechanics and that sort of thing. And then I don't know, you'd eventually someday be hired by a developer to be a producer or a designer, but like
in fact by the time you're finished that game, instruction manuals will be obsolete. So all that effort into an instruction manual.
Don't spend too much time working on the instruction manual.
Is he assigning buttons in there? Is that what he's going to give it to the that's what it is. Just make it happen.
I will say when I was a kid, I loved making I would make my own instruction manuals for games, like imaginary games I would think of. Yeah. I would and then I would like staple it together.
Did you include the make sure that your system is hooked up to save you like
your
the first page?
Your parents have to hook it up.
Victor actually is Damon from the past.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think past Damon would be named Victor. I always like to name Kyle.
Ooh.
Probably because of Terminator.
Yeah.
Kyle.
Kyle's pretty good.
You're not a Kyle.
I just said I like the name Kyle.
You do look like a little like Kyle Reese, actually.
I think he would be a Kyle.
I agree.
You're now Kyle.
All right, Kyle.
Kyle Hatfield.
This is Jonathan. He says, I know many members of the GameScoop crew are big fans of all types of music.
There's one big fan in the
office. A giant fan.
The Verdict. Call him the Verdict now.
I have noticed myself straying from music listening to regular podcast listening. This got me thinking, what podcasts does the GameScoop crew listen to? Does being on a podcast affect your desire to listen to others? I myself am a fan of many IGN podcasts, as well as many of Kevin Smith's Smodcast Network. On occasion, I also dabble in This American Life and How Stuff Works.
I would say the only podcast that I listen to is the Ricky Gervais Show.
That's still going?
Do you have to pay for
every
it
once
now?
In a while. every once in a while. I only do the free ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like We're Alive, which is that zombie drama, and I also really dig American Life, This American Life. I listen to that.
I used to listen to a bunch of podcasts like 4 or 5 years ago before I worked for IGN, but I listen to no podcasts.
Yeah,
now.
I'm the same. I don't listen to any podcasts.
When we used to commute to work, like when we'd have to take BART and stuff, I listened to every IGN podcast. Like I was briefed on everything that was happening, and then once I started,
you don't talk to us in an office. Once at I start all. Walking, that's the only way you can find out.
No, you're actually all driven on the podcast to talk about things that matter. Here is Arthur. Hey, look at this orange juice I got. I'm gonna write a news story about it. We'll just write the news story, Damon. No, I don't know. Let's talk about it some more. Listeners, we got some Bulletstorm orange juice. If Damon refuses to write the news, that
I've
is
never
clearly...
liked Greg Miller.
Well, they sent us that swag just to, in the hope that we'll write a story about it.
Or tweet about it. Or
and that's what I keep telling
Facebook.
Damon, and he won't. He doesn't listen. That's what I did I'm with, writing on this.
That's what I did with the peanut butter and jelly from Nintendo.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell? And they were like, hee hee. That's exactly
that
what
their
it
comment?
Was.
Yeah, Nintendo.
It was a retweet. It said hee hee.
I didn't reach out to Nintendo for an official comment. This is, yes, Nate, we're going to Little Skillet.
I know. I just noticed the phone number of Little Skillet is 415-777-2777.
And he wants his phone back so he can call them.
No, I have my phone in my pocket.
Listeners,
I
feel free to order Little Skillet and have it directed, delivered to us.
Yeah. And we can call in order.
Couple more emails here. This is Joseph West. He says this is for Greg, mainly.
That's me. Can I sing a song about him?
Yeah.
Mr. West. Mr.
Joseph West. Joe West. Desperado. Rough Rider. No, you don't want nada. None of this. Six gun brother running this. Looking like I told you. Buffalo soldier. Mean and James left in distress. She be out on that dress when she meets Jim West. Joe West. Damn it.
Is this still going? anyway. Joseph West says, I recently noticed one of your favorite PlayStation minis, Monsters Probably Stole My Princess, was recently put on Xbox Live as an indie game. Do you know if anything was added to it in the transition? I greatly enjoyed it on my PSP, but became depressed when I noticed the game was so short. It would be nice if something was added to lengthen it somewhat.
I don't know. I wasn't aware they had made the jump. Especially the indies. That's weird. Or is it not weird? I guess mini.
It's kind of the equivalent.
Sense. Okay, okay.
PlayStation Minis and Xbox Live indies. They're both kind of worthless failures.
No, that's true. But Monsters Probably Stole My Princess is an awesome game. If you don't have a PSP, I would have no problem telling you without playing it to go get it on Xbox Live. It is short. It's four or five worlds, but the deal is that then there's variations of those worlds that you go through and try to beat your best combo. If there's online leaderboards too, that'd be huge.
Final email here. This one is from a listener who prefers to remain anonymous.
Hip Hop Anonymous.
Says, we're his favorite podcast. He says, I live in Naperville, Illinois.
Yeah, he does. He's better be coming to Greg's Thanksgiving meet and greet at Portillo's in Glendale Heights, the corner of North Avenue and Bloomingdale Road. I will be there along with no one else. But I'll be there to eat hot dogs and hang out with you. Oh, sorry. It's Saturday the 27th. November 27th.
He says, I was recently admitted into a mental hospital due to...
Oh, don't come. I'm kidding. Come on now.
Due to depression and suicide. Anyway, there were pretty strict rules, including no string, which left me with no headphones. Because there was a lot of downtime, I had to bring something to do between sessions. I brought a set of wireless headphones and downloaded the last few episodes of the podcast. You guys literally kept me from going even more insane while I was there. Thank you for giving me something to laugh at in a really dark time. I've been discharged from the hospital and I'm making my way to a full recovery. Thank you, Game Scoop Podcast. I'm sure my constant laughing made me seem even more crazy. we're very happy to hear you're doing well, anonymous listener. And
it's great. All the best.
Doing well.
Take care.
And alive.
Come to Portillo's and shake my hand and just go.
Yeah, totally.
I'm the anonymous. And I'll be, what's up, dude? Here's a hot dog.
That's all the scoops.
Wait, didn't you have something to tell him secretly?
Oh, secret.
Secret. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, remember that horde code I read out earlier? Yeah. I read it backwards.
Like the whole thing.
I read the whole, the core backwards.
That's interesting. Backwards. Good job. Good
job. So they needed to go back and
so just reverse it. Yeah, that's why it's not working for you.
What if they stopped right there?
Doesn't matter. We don't want those people getting the codes.
Yeah.
Exactly. They don't deserve it.
Yeah, that's the point, isn't it?
There are a lot of clingers who cling on to codes and then flame you for it and yell at you on your IGN wall. No, thanks.
Yeah.
So how many comments do you think are going to be like, that code doesn't work?
That code doesn't work. You guys are idiots.
The first comment will be, oh, what the hell? I jumped to the code and in 5 seconds it was gone.
No, because like a code that's already been used has a different message than one that doesn't work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. Yeah. Not on PSN.
Really?
Yeah.
Whenever it'll I do like a Nintendo thing, Nintendo code will always say this code has already been used.
These are different systems.
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry.
Anytime I try to use a Nintendo code on the PS3,
it doesn't work. I have a review of Mario vs. Donkey Kong Miniland Mayhem going up today for DS. The game is fantastic. That's one of my favorite series. It's going to be getting a very, very good score. And next week, quite possibly the best Xbox Live Arcade game of the year is coming out. Pac-Man Championship.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Edition
for that.
Yeah. DX coming out next Wednesday. My That's review. Huge. I've got the exclusive review on Tuesday.
Is that Xbox only?
It's coming out the week later on PSN.
Okay.
So you only have to wait a week.
Looks like Microsoft's getting my money.
Listeners,
very good.
Oh, it's so yeah. good. It's amazing.
Yeah. Getting
that
ten?
Game is
getting
a, very, very, very good score.
Oh, boy, is it game of the year for Calibur? Is that going to be on your ballot when you
submit?
It's going
to get a 10. Now is the time on GameScoop when we dance to the 8-bit tunes of yore. We call it 8-bit radio. Here's a cut from an NES vertically scrolling shooter called Star Force. This fall, a new Russian attack game will be released on XBLA and PSN. The original has a fantastic soundtrack. Here are a few cuts from the Konami Classic. Let's finish with another Konami classic, Life Force, one of my absolute favorite shooters. Anyway, that's all the scoops we have for this week. Thank you, Nate. Thank you, Craig. Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome.
My name is Damon. This is IGN GameScoop. And we're out.
Come get some.
Beware, I live. IGN GameScoop.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.